Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast which comes out Tuesday through Sunday, focusing on big events that happened on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March 21st, and we start on this day in 1985 in Vancouver. The Canadian wheelchair athlete Rick Hansen begins his Man in Motion tour to wheel around the world raising money for spinal cord research. Inspired by this, David Foster and John Parr write the huge single St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. And you can hear all about that on episode 15 of Vintage Rock Pod, where John tells some incredible stories from his career. Definitely one of my favourites, so check it out. That song was, of course, used in the film St. Elmo's Fire, and on that kind of subject, on this day in 1994, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, wins an Oscar for the song Streets of Philadelphia. On this day in 1991, Leo Fender, the founder of the Fender Musical Instruments, died at the age of 81. On this day in 1976, after playing a show in Rochester, New York, David Bowie was arrested on charges of marijuana possession. Police raided his hotel room and picked him up along with Iggy Pop and two other people who were there. The charges were eventually dropped. And on this day in 1964, with Beatlemania rising, the Beatles scored their second number one hit in the US with She Loves You. It replaces their first chart topper, I Wanna Hold Your Hand. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on the release of an album on this day, 40 years ago. Yes, on this day in 1983, Pink Floyd released their 12th studio album, The Final Cut. It would prove to be the last with Roger Waters as part of the band. Unrest was very much in the air already. Richard Wright had left the band before this. David Gilmour wasn't happy with a lot of the songs. Roger wasn't happy at David's lack of input. And Nick Mason's contributions were mostly limited to just kind of sound effects. Despite this and the mixed critics' reviews, it still went to number one in the UK. Now, to talk more about this record is a man who pretty much knows as much as anyone can about the band, Philip Waters from Pink Floyd Collectors.
On this day, on March the 21st in 1983, the long-awaited Pink Floyd album, The Final Cut, was finally released. The record had been put back 6 months after Roger Waters had a change of heart, and instead of the album being based on extra cuts from the film The Wall, he totally changed that and went with an idea, a concept that was really fueled by his anger towards Britain going to war with Argentina over the island, the Falklands. Back in 1982, there had been an advert suggesting that a single, When the Tigers Broke Free, would be released to support a forthcoming Pink Floyd album called The Final Cut. So the name was certainly already in place. The single was released, but it never appeared on the final album in its new format. The album did not include Rick Wright. By this time, he had left the band. The album did reach number one in the UK and number six in the USA. Reviews were a bit patchy. To support the album, Pink Floyd also released a version of Not Now, John. It was changed lyrically, so it'd be more open to radio play, especially in the USA. The album includes a number of additional musicians. Michael Kamen was brought in on production and to play piano. Andy Bowne was on organ. Ray Cooper and Andy Newmark took over on some drum rolls, and Ralph Ravenscott came in on saxophone. The National Philharmonic Orchestra were also used on some tracks as well to give the album a dramatic sound. The album would be the last to feature Roger Waters. He left the band in 1985, finalised in 1987, with Pink Floyd going on to record further albums without him.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.